At the World Health Assembly this month, WHO will present a plan to strengthen the global architecture for health emergency preparedness, response, and resilience. This includes the creation of a financial intermediary fund to support equitable access to life-saving tools in the face of future epidemics and pandemics.
And we're increasing our support for a new pandemic preparedness and global health security fund that will be established at the World Bank this summer with $450 million in seed funding.
It is clear that a coordinated global response is required to combat future health emergencies.
We continue our call to strengthen the global health security architecture with transparent, inclusive, and collaborative processes.
We support your proposal, dear Joe, to set up a new fund for pandemic preparedness at the World Bank, operating in close coordination and cooperation with the WHO.
Come together to shape new international norms on these issues. Together, we can establish common understandings that guide our collective action.
To strengthen the international health regulations and negotiate a new international instrument for pandemic prevention, preparedness, and response.
Vaccines.
We call for policy commitments to boost vaccination.
To help get shots in arms.
Getting vaccines from tarmacs into arms.
We also need to accelerate vaccine uptake and ensure vaccines make it into arms quickly and equitably.
And sustain our efforts to get shots in people's arms all around the world, expand access to treatment, and save lives everywhere.
These are the criminal. Actually, they're the puppets of the criminals, guys like Gates. These guys are just sock puppets. They don't have they've never really achieved anything in their life and in their lives. They're just puppets. Yes, men. Yes, women. Their hand out. No different than some fucking doorman looking for a tip. That's all they are. Corrupt sock puppets. And so we go to the headline that states in the United States must preemptively nullify any World Health Organization international pandemic regulations. That's the way around things. And as Biden said on March 21st of this year, and now is a time when things are shifting. There's going to be a new world order out there. And we've got to lead it. And we've got to unite the rest of the free world in doing it. We played that clip. We opened up a show with that clip. It was stunning. And today's voting day in Pennsylvania for the primary. So there's a lot of Republicans running for office. We're about to have a message for any Republican, any legitimate Republican running for office. I'm not sure we have any legitimate Republicans at least running for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. But that's another story. I'm going to keep my trap shut until after the primary. I've never made it my business to tank elections except when Hillary Clinton was running. And I came out of retirement from journalism and went back into journalism, and I'm still here. Didn't have any problem trying to sandbag that election. In fact, we used a lot of dirty tricks and a lot of tricks we learned in Intel. And I think she thinks we had an impact on the election. True pundit. I think many other folks do, too. So we appreciate the sentiments. That was the whole point. But I will keep my trap shut about the U.S. Senate race in Pennsylvania until perhaps tomorrow. You might be surprised at some of the things I have to say. If I even fucking get around to it. It's so low ball. So small ball compared to the other things we have facing us. I've had this argument with people this week. They asked me what I thought, and I told them privately, and they went off on a tangent. I said, what do you care anyhow? You think it fucking matters? You think these guys are going to do you a solid? Man, you have a lot to learn. What are you, part of the Oath Keepers? You're going to... Overthrow the government with a paintball gun? You're very bright, are you? It's sad what happened to a lot of those guys, but you know what? You didn't understand the game. A little tangent, a little sidebar. I've said this to so many people. You didn't understand the fucking game. And they're going to make you pay for it. It's not fair. The game's not fair. The people in our government don't care about you. We're way past that point. It's sad what's happened to a lot of people. I hope that they can rise above it and break out of it like I did. I mean, I look back at my fight with the federal government and the Justice Department and the FBI, and it's something I wear with pride. It's allowing me to do this, something that I love. I'd still probably be in banking or something like that, working perhaps back in Intel, but probably still be working for Citi and things like that. I mean, I liked it. It was good, a good job to provide for your family, but it wasn't something that I feel I'm very, you know, good at compared to journalism. I mean, I think I was probably born to be in this type of setup and in print journalism, and now in broadcasting, it's so wild. Broadcasting so wild. So I wear what happened with the federal government as a badge of honor and a badge of courage to fight them for 8 years the way we did as a family, and we're still together. And there's many positives to come out of that, and not being a rat and not being exactly and acting exactly like they think you will, et cetera. So I wish folks the best of luck against this cabal. And I say it, and I've said it, and I say it again. I wouldn't wish fighting with the Justice Department on my worst enemy. I wouldn't do it. It will take you to the brink. But it's up to you to come back from it. And you can come back from it. And you can come back smarter and brighter. And certainly a different person. A changed American. The way you think about your government and understand how it works. Now you get it. Hard lesson in life. But one that could pay you dividends henceforward. And any Republican running for any office this year without mentioning their intent to fight the global pandemic treaty or regulations may as well run as a Democrat. What's the difference between some of these candidates? In the past, odious global agreements threatened our national sovereignty. This one will quite literally obliterate it and level our individual sovereignty as human beings and make us all lab rats in the hands of wicked global elite oligarchs. You think Dr. Oz is not going to go along with this? The guy who was calling for gun control the other day? Yeah, he's a real conservative. He's conservative when it comes to spending his money. That's about it. On May 22nd, the World Health Assembly, it's coming up, the governing body of the World Health Organization, is going to meet in Geneva, Switzerland, to discuss the next step in its nefarious pandemic treaty and the quest to use public health to expand the WHO's power over sovereign states. Can you imagine that we would give any sovereignty to these fucking criminals? Of course, that was always the plan. It wasn't the plan? Okay. The MAGA king, as Biden calls him now, he rolled out masks. He rolled out masks for your kids. He rolled out keeping kids home from school. He rolled out locking you down, and he rolled out the vaccines. So, you have anything to counter that with? You might need to retool the way you're thinking. You're thinking like the idiots on social media. You're not going to get anywhere thinking like that. You know how I know that? It's very simple. Where has it gotten you so far? Representatives from 193 countries, including the U.S., will be attending Geneva, Switzerland. And interestingly, the only country not invited is Taiwan, of course, at the behest of the Chinese puppet masters. What is the nature of this pandemic treaty agenda? If you're hearing about this for the first time, listen up. On January 24th of this year, Tedros, I'm not going to say his whole name because it's, I don't give a fuck about his whole name. He's the criminal. He's the director general of the WHO. We'll just refer to him as Tedros. I can't even pronounce it, and I don't give a fuck. Explained the treaty was a priority to urgently strengthen the WHO as the leading and directing authority on global health. At the center of the global health architecture. In chilling words, he laid out the guiding principle of this wicked plot. Quote, We all want a
world in which science triumphs over misinformation. Solidarity triumphs over division. Inequality is a reality, not an aspiration. We are one world. We are one health. We are one WHO.
This dude's got some, he's been smoking some good weed, I think. But this is what they think. Until now, the Biden administration appeared awfully quiet about the treaty. That's scary. Unlike some of other recent international climate treaties about which officials have been quite vocal. However, now we're finding out they've been quiet for a reason. The Biden administration quietly sent the WHO several amendments to a 2005 international health regulation to be considered at the May 22nd meeting about the treaty. At the time, the White House never issued any official statement or held a press conference, and the draft was not made public until just weeks ago. What is the nature of such amendments we're talking about? Well, they would essentially allow the director general of the WHO, this criminal Tedros, to declare a public health emergency in any country and unilaterally coerce its citizens to take certain actions. You can have this fucking criminal and Bill Gates and the United Nations dictating your life? Oh, yeah. The proposed amendment deletes a critical sentence from Article 9 of the 2005 International Health Regulations. If you think this stuff is boring and it sounds like lawyer speak, you're fucking wrong. The devil's in the details, and this guy and his crew, there's no better fucking term than the devil. So listen up to the details. Quote, World Health Organization shall consult with and attempt to obtain verification from the state party in whose territory the event is allegedly occurring. Unquote. This is also a direct quote. World Health Organization may take into account reports from sources other than notifications or consultations and shall assess these things according to established epidemiological principles and then communicate information on the event to the state party in whose territory the event is allegedly occurring. World Health Organization shall make the information received available to the state parties and only where it is duly justified. May World Health Organization maintain the confidentiality of the source. The information will be used in accordance with the procedure set forth in Article 11. Here's what the Biden administration took out of Article 9. This is what they scrapped. Quote, before taking any action based on such reports, the WHO shall consult with and attempt to obtain verification from the state party in whose territory the event is allegedly occurring in accordance with the procedure set forth in Article 10. In other words, they're taking out the fact that the World Health Organization would have to go through the U.S. government to try to dictate anything when it comes to public health emergencies and unilaterally coercing citizens to take certain actions. The Biden administration is saying, you can go ahead and do that. You don't need our permission. Who they got some fucking problem to put Bill Gates in charge of your fucking health? That's why he's grinning. That's why he's grinning like a bitch. What could be the benign reason for the Biden administration erasing an existing requirement that the World Health Organization first consult with the government of that particular country before making a determination? If there was any doubt about the motivations of these amendments and the direction in which they want to take our sovereignty, look at the next proposed change. I love details. I love details. Because they don't lie. People lie. Politicians lie. The written word? No. That's why when somebody says something, did you get in writing? Yeah. Oh, we got something then. This is a direct quote. If the state party does not accept the offer of collaboration within 48 hours, World Health Organization shall, when justified by the magnitude of public health risk, immediately share with other state parties the information available to it, whilst encouraging the state party to accept the offer of collaboration by the World Health Organization. They took out the end part of that, taking into account the views of the state party concerned. In other words, they don't give a fuck what the U.S. says or any other country. They'll do what they want, and that's fine with the Biden administration. The Biden administration doesn't want the right of first refusal, etc., or the right for their views as a country to be considered. The World Health Organization can do whatever the fuck they want. I'm not even sure this is legal, by the way. But nonetheless, they might want to get this thing geared up before they cut things loose in September. We're hearing September. And we'll keep folks, especially on Hotwire, up to date on that. We'll have more information on that in the next Hotwire. The Biden administration wants all the emergency declarations to be mandatory and cut out all views of the concerned state, the United States. The amendments are also designed to truncate the period of time for approving this travesty. The current World Health Organization regulations provide for an 18-month grace period during which a nation may withdraw its yes vote for the amendments. The Biden administration draft proposal would truncate that period to just 6 months. You don't think a guy, this is me speaking, you don't think a guy like Dr. Vernon Coleman, when he came out 2 months ago with a video that said you have 8 months to get your house in order, you don't think he understands what's going on here? Think again. We may have something else from him this week again. There are numerous other additions proposed to the 2005 regulation that strengthen the hand of the Director General, as well as the creation of a new compliance committee. It can be used to bully states that don't cooperate. Under the proposed amendments, the WHO would be tasked with developing a, quote, early warning criteria for assessing and progressively updating the national, regional, or global risk posed by an event of unknown causes or sources, unquote. Of course, what the fuck does that mean? A lawyer would say, yo, you have to be more specific. Unknown causes and sources could encompass any goddamn thing under the sun. Let's drill down on that. Well, they don't want to drill down on it. Listen, you folks know I don't look at this for the most part. I haven't looked at it today before the Young Bucks give it to me. I don't know what comes after this story. I'm reading this. This is the most important story of the year right here. To this point, all my spidey senses are tingling. So we're going to spend time on it because we can do that on here. Anything else that comes after it, I don't know. If there's something that's more important than this, then I'll say, well, now this is the most, this is a fucking big, big thing. You might have to make some noise on this with the idiots that supposedly represent you. I don't know. But you have to get it through your heads out there that they're trying to give up control and put it in the hands of criminals. Of course, it's already in the hands of criminals, but these guys are serious fucking criminals. You know why? I'll tell you why. The difference between the World Health Organization and like a Fauci and like even the Biden administration, the Trump administration, these criminals have the guts and the balls to go all the way. See, Fauci and that crew, they kept hemming and hawing and they, well, lockdowns, maybe lockdowns, right? And we sat here and said, if they had any, now this is thinking outside the box, if they had any balls, if Fauci and this crew had any balls, and Redfield and Burks and Walensky and Collins at the NIH, and even Trump and Biden, if they had any balls, they'd just go balls of the fucking wall. Nobody leaves. We'll put the military in the street. We're rocking and rolling. Fuck you. We'll take the heat. Let's do it. But they don't have the balls. They're afraid of you. They're afraid of you. These international guys, they've been doing this for a living. They're global criminals. They've been raping and pillaging countries like fucking Africa, India, and other places. They're seasoned at this. They have the balls. And then these dopes in the U.S., like Biden, can say, oh, well, you know, that's a treaty. You know, I don't know anything about it. Because they're fucking cowards in the U.S. Because they're afraid of you. And they should be afraid of you. When these assholes start dispatching fucking weirdos in white helmets on the street with guns that don't speak English, the United Nations, they don't give a fuck about you. They'll crack your head open. That's what's going on here. That's why this is dangerous. So this is a big story. Let's talk about some of the other additions that are proposed that don't benefit you and gives these criminals an upper hand to further bully you. Under the proposed amendments, the WHO would be tasked with developing an early warning criteria for assessing and progressively updating the national, regional, and global risk posed by an event of unknown causes or sources. Again, we talked about that. And the unknown causes could be anything under the sun, but that's the whole point. I thought that was important to repeat. I'm not losing my mind. The salient fact here is that rather than publicly supporting a new pandemic treaty, Biden and his wing monkeys of dopes is trying to use the global momentum for such a treaty to strengthen existing regulations in the U.S. already signed on to. The administration will never get 67 votes in the Senate to ratify an insane treaty of this nature, so they're seeking an end run around the treaty clause of the Constitution by strengthening this existing agreement. Again, I don't even think it's fucking legal, but that doesn't matter. By the time the courts sort it out, you could have four needles sticking out of your fucking neck. You understand? In a memo from the U.S. mission to international organizations in Geneva, the Biden administration lists 20 countries plus the 27-member European Union as supporting the amendments. These countries are Albania, Australia, Canada, Colombia, Costa Rica, Dominican Republic, Guatemala, India, Jamaica, Japan, Monaco, Montenegro, Norway, Peru, Republic of Korea, Switzerland, United Kingdom, United States of America, and Uruguay. Or Uruguay, whatever you want to say. The solution is very simple. Every Republican running for state or local office must pledge to pass a resolution preemptively declaring these regulations null and void. Only something ratified by 67 senators has the force of any law. Any international hocus pocus should be dead on arrival. Oh, what kind of damage can they do before 2024 rolls around? You wonder. And who says the Republicans are going to win in 2024? And who says that anybody in the White House on the so-called other side of the aisle would nullify this? The other side of the aisle brought this to you. The GOP brought this to your fucking doorstep. masks, vaccines, lockdowns? What makes you think, oh, just because they say that they're going to do it, that they'll do it? Are we 2 years old or 3 years old? We don't understand that these people are fucking serial liars. No, we're smarter than that. And notice a clip I played for this latest global COVID summit, this scheme, in which all these clowns unanimously warned that the really bad pandemic this fall will be worse than what we experienced. Well, how come people aren't dying now? Well, they haven't signed the pandemic. The pandemic is in negotiations with Fauci and with science. How would you know something's coming this summer or this fall? It would be out there now. Gaining steam. There's nothing out there gaining steam right now. It's not real. The scamdemic wasn't real. It was fucking theater. And this isn't real. It's theater. And we showed you that 2-minute summary of the 4-hour global COVID summit, which took place yesterday. Every global leader that's on there, that's why we played it twice, are global leaders who have lied and pushed a vaccine-only strategy, and they're all verbally committed themselves to working together in a World Health Organization pandemic intergovernmental body. People better wake the fuck up. They are clearly grooming the public to accept a Shanghai-style concentration camp created by the global government. And then they have, like, I can see this, because these guys are such fucking cowards in the U.S. They have, like, deniability, you know? Well, it's not us. It's a treaty, you know? We're not really in trouble, blah, blah, blah. We didn't do it. One of the interesting things you learn when you're handling assets, you have to break bad news to an asset when you're working for the government. And you're developing assets, if you're skilled enough to develop assets as a contractor. They don't let everybody do it. Some folks are skilled enough. One of the things you learn is if you have bad news to break to somebody, you create a straw man, a third party that may or may not exist, and you blame it on them. And then so that way you still could save face and have credibility with your asset. Say, look, it's out of my fucking hands, man. I tried, right? I went to this guy. I went to this girl. I tried. This is crazy. I agree with you. It's fucked up. When the whole time it's just a ruse to keep your assets from rising up and stabbing you or shiving you. This is the same thing. It's a tactic. It's trade crap. It's so fucking basic. And China is gaslighting an even more severe response to what officials seem to know is coming and coming next, just as they did in January 2020 in Wuhan. Now is the time to nip the shoots of arbitrary tyrannical powers in the bud before they blossom. Oh, they're already blossoming. Congressional Republicans must commit to blocking all the WHO's funding in the upcoming budget bill. You think they'll do that? Congressional Republicans, they have no guts. Who do you think's in on it, too? Where is this from? I think this is from The Blaze. This is a pie-in-the-sky story. I like to point these things out. The story's well done, and it's very informative, but it's pie-in-the-sky. To the folks at The Blaze, and some of the top names there, Glenn Beck, and now it's owned by Mark Levin. These folks know that this is probably not a possibility. The congressional Republicans haven't committed to blocking anything when it comes to the CDC, the NIH, or the FDA, or Moderna, or Pfizer, or any of the big pharmaceutical companies. So what would make one think? One who thinks outside the box, what would even make one suspect that congressional Republicans will commit to blocking the WHO's funding in any upcoming budget bill? And if they did, that they wouldn't be paid off and bought off to change their vote. Now, state legislatures, that's different. I told you the criminal cabal in D.C. is lost. You can't change it.